This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Litchfield Tourism Coordinator, Carol Burke. Carol, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Tobin. It's good to be here.
Good to have you here, and we are here to talk about the 8th Annual Festival of Trees. It's hard to believe it's fast approaching. Tell me a little bit about this year's festival.
Well, we, like you said, it's the 8th year, and we're going to be back at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. The dates are Friday, November 19th through Sunday, November 21st. And we are just very excited, and we appreciate our partnership with Lincoln Land. And what this event is about, it's a community event about supporting charities and about giving back.
And tell me a little bit, because I've covered this for the past 5-6 years, as long as I've been here. Explain to our listeners how this works, because you have trees and you have wreaths decorated, I'm assuming, in the auditorium of Lincoln Land.
Mm-hmm.
Go from there. How does this work?
Okay, well, how it works is individuals, businesses, organizations will sponsor either a tree or a wreath, and this year we've added centerpieces. So they provide the tree, wreath, or centerpiece that they have decorated to whatever theme that they would want. They name it and everything. And then they also designate a charity. For instance, the Litchfield School District has done this for many years, and theirs always goes to the Litchfield Education Foundation, so that's who they designate. So you, as someone coming to the Festival of Trees, can silent bid on anything that you see there, and then all the money that is raised through the sale of or the bids on those items goes directly to the charity that those people designated.
Speaking of the charities, mm-hmm. How many charities are involved this year? Do we have an estimate, or who's involved this year?
Well, we have several. Some of them that I could mention that I know for sure is the Montgomery County Cancer Association, Hearts United, Litchfield Food Pantry, Project Santa, the Christmas Basket Association, and several even for Montgomery County Paws, Cares, and Adopt a Pet. So, and sometimes people do it for families that they know that are in need. So it varies.
And the great organizations. I know the Cancer Association does a lot for Montgomery County. Hearts United does a lot.
Right.
So, I mean, you've got, and it's a very worthy cause. We're talking about November 19th through the 21st.
Correct.
It's at Lincoln Land. Mm-hmm. The hours, once again?
Friday is 4 to 8. Saturday noon to 7, and Sunday noon to 3. And the auction is actually done at 3 on Sunday, and then the highest bidder, you know, will be awarded that. And I'd like to mention that. I know a lot of people listening are probably thinking, you know, I put up a family tree every year, and it has a special meaning to us, and I'm not going to need to buy a tree. But perhaps there's a family that is dealing with a serious illness that aren't going to have the opportunity to put up a tree this year. Or maybe, you know, they've been out of work and just being able to purchase a tree would be difficult. Or maybe you just like to bring cheer to somebody, support a charity at the same time, and then give that centerpiece to someone else. So there's lots of ways that you can give back. I know that there was a couple that bought a tree last year, and after they were done using it, they gave the tree back to that organization. So once again, they can decorate it and try to put it up for bid again this year. So it's just all about giving back to the community.
What type of trees are we talking? Are we talking about live trees? Or are we talking about artificial trees?
They're artificial trees, up to 6 foot tall. We have some that are as small as 2 foot, all the way up to 6 foot trees. Varies, and the decorations vary. Last year we had one that was actually upside down, which was quite popular.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is very cool, and I think that's another positive. Regarding the Festival of Trees, when you're dealing with charities and that, because I, with the community events that I receive, I've already had a couple of them across my desk that said proceeds will go help for the Festival of Trees. This allows a group to be a little creative and out of the box thinking with their wreath, centerpiece, or tree.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's always a good thing.
Right. Yes.
And tell me a little bit, attendance for this. This has kind of grown, obviously 8 years. This has grown over the years, hasn't it?
It has grown. Last year, our attendance was around 2,000 people, and we're really excited about that. And we're always looking for new faces. Some of these folks, you know, they come year after year and try to support the event. And I think that if people would come out and just see what it's about, enjoy the entertainment that we have throughout the day, see the beautiful trees. I mean, these people have put a lot of heart and soul in decorating the things that we offer. We have a vendor area, and we have 12 vendors this year. 8 of them are new, so I'm really excited about that we've got some new folks coming in with some great gift books that people could purchase. We also have booths by five nonprofits are going to come and set up, and not just to raise funds, but also to raise awareness and pass out information about what they do. So,
you mentioned entertainment. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about who's performing and what the entertainment is.
Okay. Well, Friday night, Risa Stearin is going to come and play her harp. And so we're real excited. Risa reached out to us and said she'd like to do that, and that's her way of giving. And so Risa's coming to play the harp, and then after her we'll have a barbershop quartet called Group Therapy that are part of the Lincoln Wood Barbershop Group. Saturday night, Scrap Iron and Gold is going to perform for a couple hours. And then on Sunday, the always popular Zion Lutheran Handbell Choir will be there to entertain us. And also the Lincolnwood Chorus will be there.
Okay.
From Lincolnwood High School.
Now, you mentioned vendors. Mm-hmm. What vendors are supposed to be out there?
Well, we have some of our old faithful that have been there for several years. But new this year, we have some a booth by books by local authors.
Mm-hmm.
And creative stitches and wall art, some paper-crafted cards and gift items, bottle cap expressions, which is some jewelry, whimsical signs. I mean, just a variety. And it's just a real nice little vendor area. And people can find some things even for Christmas shopping.
And I'm glad to hear that that's expanded mm-hmm. even more over the years. Right. And you've got plenty of parking out
yes.
by Lincoln Land. And you've mm-hmm. got plenty of space in the auditorium or building two.
Right.
As I like to call it out
mm-hmm.
there, it should be a good time, and I know this is always for a worthy cause.
Right, it is, and another way that we're trying to expand this year and benefit another group is the elementary students in Litchfield from both Madison Park and Colt are going to be decorating ornaments, and those ornaments will be displayed on trees in one of the classrooms at Lincoln Land, and people can come and vote for the best ornaments on the trees, and the money that's raised from them purchasing those voting tickets is going to go back to PTO. And then the students whose ornaments are selected that get the most number of votes, my office is going to award them with a special party. So, you know, we encourage families to come out. Children that come this year are admitted free with a non-perishable food item that will go to the food pantry.
And I was going to ask, mm-hmm. admission inside the auditorium, is there a cost?
It's $1 for the entire weekend. You'll get a ticket. You can use that to come and go all weekend. You can come back and up your bid. You can come back just because you want to hear the entertainment. Come back, maybe you realize, you know, I'd like to go buy something else for my aunt for Christmas. So you can use that for the entire weekend. And like I said, children will be admitted free with the non-perishable food item. So the food pantry is going to benefit also.
Carol, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and I know a lot is happening out in Litchfield. And as we come to a close, because we're running short on time, give us the dates again and the times for this year's Festival of Trees.
Okay, well, we're going to begin Thursday night with a night of networking. I don't want to forget about mentioning that, where local business and community professionals can come out and preview the entries and place their bids, and also there'll be a guest speaker from the USDA Rural Development Office, and light refreshments will be served. And then the festival actually begins Friday, November 9th from 4 to 8, Saturday, November 20th from noon to 7, and Sunday, November 21st from noon to 3.
All right, Carol, it sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Litchfield Tourism Coordinator Carol Burke. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.